listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A heap of changes come into effect for millions of Australians today. The minimum wage will increase, which equates to around $40 extra a week. A one-off cost of living tax offset worth $420 will start rolling out, and the super guarantee rate rises from 10 to 10.5%. An Australian has tragically died while on holidays in Thailand. The 19-year-old man fell 6 floors after balancing on a rail and slipping at the edge of a hotel rooftop pool. Police are getting on top of an increase in gang violence across the East Coast. Victoria will today announce a special task force of 80 officers to combat organised crime after the most recent shooting of Sam the Punisher. It comes as a New South Wales task force continues to combat gangland violence in Sydney. A former bikie shot on Monday was the 14th incident in 2 years. An embarrassing moment for our new PM Anthony Albanese overnight, his Canadian counterpart Justin Trudeau calling him Tony in their first meeting.
We'll be talking lots with Tony and all our friends in Australia.
It comes after the US president referred to former PM Scott Morrison as that fella down under during the AUKUS announcement. Albanese will meet with the French president today, hoping to smooth things over after that scrapped sub deal. And New South Wales and Queensland are bracing for a rainbow bomb from today, with months worth of rain set to hit parts over the next week. The Lions have downed the informed Bulldogs at home at the Gabba overnight. Brisbane seemingly back on track with a 41-point win. Tonight it's Carlton and St Kilda at Marvel. And the Bombers coach has confirmed the inclusion of star midfielder Darcy Parrish for tomorrow's clash with Sydney. Ben Rutten says he's fully recovered from a calf complaint.
Yeah, look, it'll be great. I mean, obviously, you've seen him the last couple of weeks. He's had a really good kind of week to 10 days. He's done a fair bit of training throughout that period and was touch and go last week, but it could be good to get him back in the team.
Manly has held on to beat Melbourne by just 6 points overnight. Storm almost caught back up to the Sea Eagles with 4 tries in the last 10 minutes. The final score, 36-30. And Roosters coach Trent Robinson has defended the mid-year signing of prop Matt Lodge. It comes weeks after he controversially walked out on the Warriors, but Robinson says he has no issues with bringing him in.
We thought we were in a strong enough position culturally there to bring Matt in and do like we've done to other players and support him in our environment.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, rain and a top of 18 for Brisbane, also a wet one for the Gold Coast and 19. Sydney, rain increasing 2 and 16. Patchy showers for Melbourne, 13 the top. While it's partly cloudy for Hobart, a max of 12 degrees. Adelaide, also mostly fine, a top of 15. And sunny skies for Perth, a max of 19. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.